Please be seated. We're very blessed at the Early Childhood Centre to have Heather, who is a wonderful storyteller. And so I'm going to invite her forward to tell a story about a grandmother. You want to stand here?
Are going to be up on the screens because it's easier for me to read. But if you want to come forward, if the children want to come forward and sit down here, you're more than welcome. I love being a grandmother. It's the best job that I've got. And I wish that God had made me a grandmother before he made me a mother. Maori, so I just want to explain that the word for grandchild is mokopuna or moko. So you'll hear me referring to a moko. And you'll hear me referring to different colours, but they're in English and in Maori to help you out. You know, grandparents, when God created grandparents, he created the wisest beings in the world. And my grandchildren come to me for everything. For money, for lollies, for biscuits, for whatever they can get out of me. But they also come to me when they've got something that they really need to answer an answer for, and their mums just don't have it because they're not old and haven't lived it. And this story is all about a very wise nanny. Nanny Mihi lives in a whare by the sea. Every school holidays we go and stay. Do you go and stay with your nanny sometimes? Yeah. I don't mind, called Nanny Mihi when we arrived on Saturday night. Oh, I've got a special plan for you this week, Mokoma. Tell us, Nanny, we begged. Oh, you'll have to wait and see, she said with a twinkle in her eye. On Sunday, Nanny Mihi said, today we'll be collecting the colour feral. She gave us our kete and sent us out to find red things, and we found pohutukawa and rata flowers, red stones and leaves from the akiaki tree. Tēnō pai tamariki mā, said Nanny Mihi, and she laid them down in a curve on the sand. What are you doing, Nanny? We asked. Oh, moko, you'll have to wait and see. On Monday, Nanny Mihi said, today we need karaka. So we went to look for orange things. We found crab shells and starfish and karaka berries and nasturtium. Tēnō pai tamariki mā, said Nanny Mihi, and she laid them on the sand below the red things. Oh, what are you doing, Nanny? We asked. Oh, moko, you'll have to wait and see. On Tuesday, Nanny Mihi said, this time we need kōwhai. You know what colour kōwhai is? Yellow, well done. So we went to find yellow things. We found kōwhai flowers, dandelions, yellow leaves, yellow harakiki, and a bright yellow fisherman's glove. Clementine. Aye. Tēnō pai tamariki mā, said Nanny Mihi, and the orange things on the sand. What colour is next? We asked. Oh, you'll have to wait and see, said Nanny. On Wednesday, Nanny Mihi said, the colour for today is kakariki. What? Green, you're right. So we went to find green things. We found naia leaves, ponga fronds, kina shells, and green-lipped mussel shells. Oh, tēnō pai tamariki mā, said Nanny Mihi, and she laid them below the yellow things on the sand. Whero, karaka, kōwhai, kakariki. Oh, we know what it is, we shouted. Oh, aye, and tomorrow what colour will we need then, asked Nanny Mihi. Wait and you will see, we said. On Thursday, we said, today, Nanny, we will collect blue things. Aye, today is Kikurangi Day, smiled Nanny Mihi. So we went to look for blue things. We found smooth blue glass and forget-me-nots and power shell and beautiful pukeko feathers. We laid them out on the sand below the green things. Oh, tēnō pai tamariki mā, said Nanny Mihi, we're almost done. on Friday, we said, "Come on, Nanny, help us find the purple things." "Why, today we need Tawa, my favourite colour," said Nanny. So we went to look for purple things. We found scallop shells, purple koromiko flowers, a purple seahorse, pansies and purple seaweed. Together we laid them below the blue things on the sand. "It's a rainbow, Nanny!" "Oh, ko unuku," tēnā said Nanny with a big smile. On Saturday, there was a storm. The rain fell and the wind blew, and we watched Nanny from Nanny's window. The waves got bigger and bigger. The sea came closer and closer to our rainbow. "Oh, Atua is excited today," said Nanny Mahi. "He is whipping up the waves and coming to see Ko'unuku." Then the big splash, a wave took our rainbow away. "Oh, Nanny," we wailed, "it's not fair. We worked so hard and now our beautiful rainbow is gone." "Oh, never mind, Moko," said Nanny Mahi. "When Atua takes something away, he always gives something back." "What will he give us, Nanny?" we asked. "Oh, wait and see," she smiled. We waited all day. Then at last the rain stopped. We raced outside to look for our present. We looked along the beach. There were no presents. "Oh, Nanny," we said. "Oh, yes, there is," she said. "Te tiro atu." And there up in the sky was a rainbow. Atua has taken ko uinuku and asked God to hang it in the sky. "That is the gift for you. It's the best present ever," we said. "Tēnō pai, tamariki mā," said Nanny Mahi. "Sometimes the best gifts are the ones that we cannot hold on to." Kia ora.
Grandma Mihi was wise. She taught the children a number of things. She taught them about the colours. She taught them about looking in, around their environment and enjoying what was there. She taught them about rainbows. She taught them about her language and her culture. And that's what grandparents do. They learn through, or they teach their grandchildren through play and through patience and time and wisdom. Now, I looked up what that word wisdom means. And the dictionary says something to the effect that it's a quality that is gained through experience, age, and learning. Which is true, because a lot of us grandparents are very wise, and that comes with the age and the experience and the learning that we've done. But did you know that that's just a little bit of the wisdom that is available to us? I don't know if you noticed in this passage that Mary read to us, It talks about wisdom, and it says it's pure, it's peace-loving, it's gentle, it's willing to yield to others, it's full of mercy, and it's the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And I thought, but that reminds me of another passage in the Bible that talks about something else that's a bit like that. And that was the passage that we all know so well in 1 Corinthians 13 about love. Love is all those things too, isn't it? And God says to us that if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives in abundance. And so now I talk to the younger people. Don't wait until you're old to get wisdom. Don't wait until you've lived your life and had lots of experiences. Ask God now, because there's a deeper wisdom, a wiser wisdom, a greater wisdom available to you right now if we only ask God. What a privilege to be able to share that wisdom with our little ones and not so little ones. I suddenly realized that some of your grandchildren are grown up already. But yes, enjoy that wisdom. Ask God, because God is the source of all wisdom. Bless you, grandparents. Thank you so much for what you do for our children. You're a very important part of their lives. And I also want to thank the parents of the grandchildren, because they put up with a lot of foibles from the older folk. They're busy, they're raising kids, they're trying to do their best, and then grandparents come in and give them lollies when they shouldn't have them, and spoil them and let them get away with murder and all that kind of stuff. But hey, be patient, parents. Your turn is coming. You can get revenge on your children later.